Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX, 306 on the dot. Matt Pauly joins us from the sports department. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
So earlier in the show, we had Ozzie Smith on live in studio. Known Ozzie for a few years. It's always good to visit with him. He's always very candid. And just a couple things that he said I wanted to run by you. He was not at all going off on, but he was very clear that he's happy that he played in the era pre-Velo and all these sort of statistical analysis and all the numbers and such. That his exact quote was, you see the ball, you hit the ball. You don't think about it too much. You use your basic instincts. That's how I made my career. Just your thoughts.
I think he was so good that he is he'd be perfectly fine today, and he would appreciate the information more than maybe he can say it right now. But I get what he's saying. I say it over and over. The game was much more aesthetically pleasing when Ozzie was playing. Unfortunately, as we learned, the way to win games more, that actually turned the game into a game that wasn't quite as fun to watch.
Yeah, flesh that out a bit. How is it more aesthetically pleasing?
Okay, so when you're going back to the way it was played in, say, the 80s and 90s, when you are trying to bunt runners over and when you're trying to get base hits and things like that, what's going on there is there's always action that's taking place. Well, as more and more information has been out there, and as pitching has gotten so much better, I'm sorry, I'm reverbing back to myself and I'm having a hard time keeping my thoughts together. As information was out there, Dave, all of a sudden, and as pitching got better and there was more more information about how to be your best self from a pitching standpoint, the ability to string hits together just is something that doesn't really exist in baseball anymore, and that's changed absolutely everything. So now we know you got to hit home runs, you got to get extra bases. You bunt runners over more often than not, that's not going to do you very good. In fact, you are going to be in a situation where if you score just one run, you're taking the ability to score multiple runs off the table, and you win games by scoring multiple runs, and I hope that made some level of sense.
It did. Sorry about the slapback. We'll try to figure that out on our end. I hate that when there's an echo in there. That makes me personally feel a little bit better because I've always been a baseball fan, but I was away from it for a few years, just didn't really go to the games or watch the games very much. And when I came to KMOX, I started it again. And while I have thoroughly enjoyed it, I do find that my overall enjoyment of the game is a little less. And then I'm a little more prone to go, I wonder what they're talking about on CNN. And flip over there and maybe not come back for a couple of innings. And that may have something to do with it.
Yeah, I think so. I think the important thing, though, Dave, that and this is what I try to explain to fans a lot, because there's going to be people, I guarantee you, there's people who are listening right now who think that if there is just a team that committed to bunting runners over and to stealing a lot of bases and having a lot of slap hitters and things like that, that that team was going to go win 100 games because that person likes watching that style of baseball. So we have to separate out. Like, if you're John Mozeliak or if you're any president of baseball operations or any general manager, your job is to go win baseball games. And your job isn't to create the most aesthetically pleasing version of baseball. Now, in a year where the Cardinals struggled with attendance, maybe the business side of that and the ticket sales side of that plays into it. But at the end of the day, you're going to sell tickets if you're winning games. So I think there's a lot of fans who look back to the way the game used to be played and said, well, if a team did that, they're going to win a bunch of games because, man, that was fun to watch. And we need to separate out fun to watch versus winning the most amount of games because, unfortunately, those two things don't come together.
Makes a lot of sense. It'd be like if I were a big fan of Bob Cousy and Jerry West style basketball with chest passes and bounce passes and granny shots, but they would get slaughtered in today's NBA.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of guys who would still be would be very good. Again, this goes back to the Aussie thing, because I'm not somebody who sits here and says that the athletes and everybody today are better. I'm somebody who thinks that the great athletes from yesterday would adjust to the game today. Mm-hmm. And if they have the opportunity to take the supplements that you take today and know what we know about weight training and the human body and things like that, they would all be just as successful mm-hmm. as the athletes now because they're incredibly driven. So your point is, yeah, you see like the old school basketball and that probably wouldn't work, but I don't think those guys would be trying to do that in today's game.
So here we are. We're kind of down to the short hairs, and we're kind of seeing the way this is going to go. I saw that Wilson Contreras did a little bit of calling out. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so, and I don't think anything he said was wrong. Basically, he said, look, this is a front office that needs to go out and try to take the NL Central and do what you need to do to own this division because these are the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, from a teammate perspective, I think it's an interesting look because basically you're sitting there and saying, hey, these 26 guys that I'm sharing a room with right now, they're not good enough. Mm-hmm. And that's not a great look. But at the same time, he's not on the road with the team. The season is just about over. He's probably never going to see this version of the Cardinals again. So he can go say that. Hopefully there are changes that are made this offseason, and hopefully the team gets better and that they are able to take control of the division once again moving forward. So I don't disagree with anything he said. I question whether or not it was appropriate for him to say it the way he did.
Gotcha. So what's your best guess? I'm not looking to catch you in something, just this is what you do for a living. When he says there are holes in our lineup offensively from 1 through 9, who do you think he's talking about?
Everybody who was like, this was a bad offensive team, especially with runners in scoring position. What's incredible is last year wasn't a very good offensive year. If they would have just replicated who they were last year offensively and been this year, that we're talking about playoff team. That is how much of a dip this team took from an offensive standpoint. So I mean, we can sit here and name. I mean, up and down the lineup, mm-hmm. guys underperformed. Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, Lars Nootbaar, all underperformed. Nolan Gorman, Jordan Walker. I mean, there's five guys right there that are middle of the order hitters that did not do what they were supposed to do this year.
And you know, I know this isn't the approach that anyone's going to take, but Wheels is so big on this guy. This is who he is. His lifetime average is who he is, and he's playing a little bit under it, or he's playing a little bit over it. There would be some logic, would there not, to if you just took this same team and put them out there next year, the law of averages say that they would probably be a little better, or am I just high?
That's a really interesting question. What we're trying to basically, the question you're asking is, are these guys who they were this year? And I think Nolan Gorman and Jordan Walker are going to be pretty good ball players, but they got to get their stuff together. Now, Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado, they're getting a little bit older. So are they coming back down? I think Goldschmidt can put together a bit better of a season than he had this year. And the reason I say that is because his second half of the year has been pretty good. So if he can take basically what he has done from July 1st and put that together through an entire year. So since July 1st, he's hitting 265 with a 774 OPS, and he's got 10 home runs. So that translates out to a 20-plus home run season. 775 OPS, that's better than league average. That's good enough. It's not great. It's not all-star level, but it's fine. So I think Paul Goldschmidt, if you give him another season, he does put up better numbers. But if we go to Nolan Arenado, he's basically been the same guy all season long. And the numbers aren't terrible. They're just different than what he's been in his career. He's got 16 home runs this year. He's had 26 or more basically every year since 2015. His OPS this year was 718. He's basically been an 800-plus OPS every year of his career, and he hasn't really had ups and downs. He's had little ups and downs, but not like a big one like Paul Goldschmidt did. So this might just be who Nolan Arenado is. So to answer your question, I don't think I can answer it. I think you have to go guy by guy and try to figure out, okay, is this who they are and is this who they're not? The Cardinals just had historically their worst. They still have a week left of baseball. They're having historically their worst season of hitting with runners in scoring position. It feels like there's some luck involved in that, some bad luck involved in that, and that should be better, but I also think the organization has to look inward and try to figure out why in the world they struggle so much with hitting, with runners in scoring position.
Talking to Matt Pauly from the sports department, Matt, who are you comfortable with being a part of the core of our pitching alignment next year?
Sonny Gray, from a starting standpoint, Sonny Gray and Eric Fetty. That's kind of it. Miles Michaelis is under contract for next year. Steven Matz is under contract for next year. If something happens and you can upgrade over those guys, I'm good with that. From a relief standpoint, Ryan Helsley's one of the best relief pitchers walking the face of the earth. I hope they find a way to re-sign Andrew Kittredge. He just put together a fantastic season. So there's some guys there, but that's the area that they've really, they were deficient this year in starting pitching, and they were deficient in hitting. The relief pitching did its job, I thought, for the most part. So if they want to be a team that can go on a roll in the playoffs, and first they have to get to the playoffs, first they have to win the division, like they have to do all that stuff first. But if they want to legitimately be a team that looks dangerous going into the playoffs, they need more high-end starting pitching. And it's not cheap. It's super expensive, whether you're signing it from a free agency standpoint or whether you're going out and making a trade. And I kind of feel like if the Cardinals do go and get a high-end starting pitcher this offseason, it may be more likely to be via trade. But those two guys, that's a long answer. Sonny Gray and Eric Fetty are the two guys that I'm pretty comfortable with going into next season.
All right, buddy. A lot of information. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Anytime.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks. When
I was just 93 DGS. Rich, here's a story for you.
Okay.
A couple from Northern California took their cat on a camping trip to Yellowstone. More on that in a minute. And he ran off, but he showed back up 2 months later, 1,000 miles away from Yellowstone.
Whoa, homeward bound.
Yeah.
Aww.
I love animals.
Mm-hmm.
More of a dog person, but I have no problem with cats. Like cats. I would never take a cat on vacation.
Well,
and I would never take a cat on vacation to Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like the cat would be in danger, first of all.
Uh-huh.
And then cats don't really like to leave their homes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the rare cat where it's like, oh, my cat loves to be on a leash and he rides on a motorcycle with me. Like you see people posting that on TikTok and it's like, all right, you've trained your cat well, but I don't think they're like longing for adventure.
Yeah.
I think they like to chill at home.
Yeah. Just because the cat doesn't lose its mind when you put it in the car, it doesn't necessarily mean it loves to be.
It's looking forward to it.
Yeah. Oh boy. Can't wait to go in the car.
What is your beef with Olive Street?
Man, so has anybody been on Olive Street lately since they like ripped it all up and redid it over the past couple of weeks?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm on it every day.
Yeah, I didn't know
they
were
redoing
it.
Have you noticed that there are no lines on the street? Like there's no lines to denote where the lanes are?
I guess that doesn't surprise me that much.
Yeah, I guess they're just like, used to it.
Like down towards Pappy's in that area. Oh, of
okay.
Olive.
So you're going farther than I normally do.
I'm going farther down that, I guess, because I'm turning on Compton. And it's like, there's no lines to denote any lanes anywhere. And so it's like no one knows where to go. And every day it feels like you're basically driving into oncoming traffic if you're trying to be in a turn lane or whatever.
This is kind of terrible to say, but I'm always honest about stuff like this. We have referenced the movie Wrist Cutters story several times, and all you need to know is the premise is that if you commit suicide, you wake up in a life just like the one you had, but about 10% worse. And if you do it again, it happens again, and you just keep going down. It looks the same. There are pizza places, but the pizza isn't made with cheese. Like, you get the idea. And when I was driving in today in the rain and coming into downtown, I thought, that's how St. Louis City feels. It feels like what everyone else does, just less.
Yeah.
Just less good.
I mean, I guess I see your point for like downtown, but there's so many great parts of the city that I have to disagree that.
No. I'm talking about city government.
Oh, okay.
The way that it's ran, the way that they've allowed us to get to this dystopian era.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. No, like, I'm a fan of St. Louis and Soulard and the West End. I get it. We have tons of assets. But it's just the leadership, and it's not just the current leadership. It's been this way for quite a while now. I don't know how far back you'd have to go like, now these guys were killing it. But it just, and I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I'm not a politician. I'm not an alderman. I'm certainly not the mayor. I could be wrong about what I'm saying. But my sense of it, as someone who has lived or worked downtown since 1990 continuously, is that it just feels lesser than.
Mm. Yeah. And a lot of perplexing decisions in St. Louis government. Like, let's redo a major road downtown and then not stripe it.
He's not letting go of that, is he?
Well, it's like, how long would it take? It would take like, what, an hour to do all of it? Like, it just seems weird to totally repave the whole thing and then
just leave it
a big blank.
Good enough.
A huge blank stretch of asphalt.
They're doing it and they're like, I just cannot do the stripes today. Let's go home. And then they just completely forget about it.
Oh, we forgot to do the stripes.
It reminds me of when it's raining really hard and you can't see. There's nothing worse than that when you're on the highway and you can't see where you're going. Like, ugh.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to DGS on Cable X 334. Happy Monday to you, Dave Murray Jones. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So I'd say fall's here.
Yeah. There's so some other weird stuff this week.
Yeah.
This is going to be a really strange week.
Let's hear about it.
Okay. Well, first of all, 1.98 inches on Sunday of rain. Mm-hmm. That broke a daily record. The old record was 177, and today so far 1.61 inches, and we still have some more rain before midnight tonight and after. That also broke a daily record of 1.23 inches. Huh. So our drought certainly has gotten busted all of a sudden. Now, here's what's going on. The next couple of days look okay. There's still going to be some rain overnight tonight. Could be some heavy downpours from time to time. Maybe a leftover shower in the morning on Tuesday. Then things slowly get better during the day Tuesday. Hopefully a little sun will come out. Any sun we see Tuesday afternoon, kind of bonus sun, but 72 for the high. All is quiet Tuesday night, partly cloudy, 59. Wednesday, beautiful day, lots of sunshine, 76 degrees. All is quiet Wednesday night, partly cloudy, 62. So a chance to kind of dry out just a little bit. Now here's where things get interesting. There is a big area of low pressure just to the southeast of the Yucatan of Mexico. That is going to grow into a tropical storm probably in the next 24 hours and then rapidly become a hurricane as it gets into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. It does not hit the Yucatan direct, but the Yucatan will have some weather associated with it. And then it just kind of blows up in the Gulf of Mexico and picks up a lot of speed. Right now, and there's a lot of fluid parts, mixing parts in this that we have a long way to go. Right now, it looks like landfall is somewhere in the Florida panhandle, maybe the coastline of Mississippi, Alabama. All of that's a little sketchy, but I really like the idea of the panhandle of Florida right now. Then here's where it gets funky. There is a large blocking high pressure system in the Atlantic. There is a cutoff low pressure system in the upper atmosphere over us. What's going to happen, at least what I think is going to happen, that moisture from the hurricane that goes into the panhandle of Florida, normally we'd say, nah, we're not worried about that at all. It looks like that cutoff low is going to suck that moisture towards us. And here's where the questions really become exactly where that moisture will be. But it looks like some more showers and thunderstorms developing as we go through Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms around Friday, showers, a couple of thunderstorms Saturday, showers and a couple of thunderstorms Sunday, showers and a couple of thunderstorms. This thing gets stuck right over us if it plays out the way I'm thinking. But again, there's a lot of questions. Don't get into the details of the track or the forecast right now, but a very unusual setup for us. Could be a once-in-a-lifetime setup for us.
Wow. Yeah, that's something.
Because you just don't see stuff that hits Florida come into the Midwest.
Yeah. So, Dave, I know we've been talking a lot about drought. I'm guessing those conditions are gone. Could we go the other way by this time next week?
If this whole thing pans out with the tropical system, yeah, we could, you know, the flooding is not a concern, even though we've had almost 4 inches of rain. It's been so bone dry as the soil's been able to handle it. Yes, there's puddles in fields and things like that, but that will get sopped up by the soil. But yeah, we could, Yeah, I don't want to get into rainfall amounts right now for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but there could be some concerns about a little too much rain all of a
sudden. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, I have a topic. It's going to start with me talking about me, like usual.
Well, wait a minute. Rachel, welcome back, first of all.
Oh, thank you, Dave. It's good to be back.
We missed you.
And it will be good to see you on Friday.
Yes, I'm here on Friday.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So I feel terrible today. Yeah. This is probably the worst I've felt on the air in 24 years. If Wheeler were here, I would go home because I feel like crap and I don't want to make Rachel sick. But Wheeler's not here, so I'm sticking it out. No one's in any danger, right? But that made me wonder when real people feel like this. Airline pilots, surgeons, you think they tough it out? You think they go, nope, too much at stake. I feel like crap. The surgery's off. Find another pilot. I'm going home.
I go with that. I think if it's really bad, if you are operating at about 50%, I think you got to call it off. Just say, hey, I'm sorry, folks, but we got a problem here.
If it's my surgery or my flight, I definitely want you calling it off.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd rather get a little pissed that I have to wait another day to fly or another couple of weeks to get my operation rather than have someone going in with one shoe off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry you're feeling this way, Dave.
Yeah, it's weird. I feel like it's a horrible hangover, but there's no reason for me to have a hangover.
Did you get any vaccines?
No, I didn't. That's a great question, though. And I came really close over the weekend. I was picking up a prescription at CVS, and I thought, you know what? I should just go ahead and knock a couple of these out. Mm. But I did not. But that's a good question, because that's kind of how I feel, like when you have a reaction to something. Mm-hmm. So, anywho, headlines?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. I'm sorry, but we're going to talk a little bit of politics. Liz Cheney has suggested creating a new political party because she claims that the GOP has grown, quote, corrupted by former President Donald Trump. She said, it's hard for me to see how the Republican Party survives because it's been so corrupted. You think she's being a little overdramatic?
No. No, I really don't. I think that specifically what she's saying, if she were saying he's the worst human who ever lived and he's this and he's that. But when she's talking about the party and how the party has changed, I mean, you were on 97.1 with me. You did all those pre-Trump years. You know how it was and how it changed. And I do think the Republican Party has been changed for the worse. And I think that they will continue to have a lack of success until they find their core again. Then again, I could be completely wrong. We could have another 20, 30 years of MAGA and they could run the table. I don't know. But I tend to agree that what drew me to being Republican, I just don't see much left of that.
All right. One more political story here. Donald Trump says that if he loses, the 2024 run will be his last. He said this to journalist Cheryl Atkinson when she asked if he would run again in 2028. He would be 82 years old in 2028. That's a year older than President Joe Biden is now.
Yeah, not exactly a earth-shattering statement.
No.
Right.
Did you guys see this story about the rodeo bulls who escaped in Massachusetts?
Yes.
This is pretty funny. The residents of North Attleboro, Massachusetts, were greeted by an unusual sight on Sunday. A group of rodeo bulls wandering through a mall parking lot.
Run, baby, run.
Yeah.
Eight bulls managed to escape from a rodeo at the Emerald Square Mall when they charged through the chain link fence and into the parking lot. I'm no expert, but maybe use more than a chain link fence to contain eight bulls.
Really reminds me. Dave, when Phoebe was about 6 or 7 years old, she dressed as Little Bo Peep for Halloween, and I set out to get her a sheep. And so I found this place way, way out in the boonies. It was like a petting zoo, but it was more of a poking zoo. And so I get there, and there's every kind of animal imaginable, and there's this lady, and she's going to hook me up with a sheep. She says, before I give you the sheep, would you like to see my baby camel? And I'm like, no, that's what it takes. And so we go into this enormous camel enclosure with probably a dozen or two camels. And she walks in, I walk in after her, and all of a sudden the camels start running towards us. And she turns around, she goes, "You didn't shut the door." I'm like, that seems like a pretty important thing to tell me or to have an assistant to do. And I'll never, as long as I live, forget the sight of the camels. And they're enormous animals,
mm-hmm.
running right past me, trying not to make eye contact. they're all just like, keep going, just follow Kevin, yeah. follow Kevin, just go.
Don't look at him.
Yeah, it took us like a half an hour to round him up.
It brings new meaning when your mom said, at least my mom said growing up, what do you think, you live in a barn? Close the door.
Close the door.
You were kind of living in a barn there.
Mm-hmm. And then the end of that story is all the sheep were way too dirty, so she gave me a goat.
Who was in love with you.
Yeah. No. Remember the buffaloes that used to be in St. Louis?
No.
There was a piece of land, a house. It was Ladue Road and 270.
Uh-huh.
It was right in there. And the folks who lived there had a buffalo herd.
Wow.
And the buffaloes got out one day. And they were just kind of roaming around that area.
Were they gone after that? Did they have to give them up?
I don't think they gave them up. I think they moved them to another location.
Gotcha. That's pretty cool.
Man, speaking of having to give animals up, I really need to get caught up with Chimp Crazy. The
show that we were on.
Yeah, the show that Dave's voice was on. I really need to get caught up with that, because what if there's another little clip from the DGS? I need to hear it.
Did that lady go to jail?
I don't know. That's why I need to get caught up with the show. I don't know what's going on.
I didn't know if you knew the end result.
Mm-mm. Okay. Gut health has previously been linked to Alzheimer's progression, and a new study is suggesting diet as potential therapy. This is cool. Researchers have found that the communication between the gut and the brain plays a vital role in influencing the risk of mental health disorders, such as depression and various neurodegenerative diseases.
Hmm.
So various factors such as age, genetics, diets, and antibiotic usage are known to impact the gut microbiome. So if you fix your diet, you could really help yourself in the future with Alzheimer's.
Do they give details or just the basic good diet?
I think it's probably just the basic good diet. I don't have, probably Mediterranean and such like that.
We're in such
Andrew's diet.
We're in such a weird push-pull because we have so much more medical technology available and it's keeping us alive longer, but we're all eating such crap that it has to be having a pretty dilatory effect on it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Aaron Sorkin, the creator of the popular political drama The West Wing, is now considering a reboot of the series. Did you guys watch this show? I never did.
Mm-mm.
No.
It looked kind of annoying.
All right. Well, if you are a fan, he's thinking about it. That's the story. He said, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Could be.
The Pope has canceled an audience due to a slight flu-like state.
See, he canceled.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. The announcement comes just days before he's supposed to leave on a trip to Belgium and Luxembourg. A statement from the Vatican described the move as a precaution.
I'd like to see the Pope do a four-hour show.
Yeah. He couldn't do it.
Nah.
There's no way.
Not without Wheeler.
Yeah, you need Wheeler to
for sure he would.
Afloat. All right, and my final story here. California is banning all plastic shopping bags at grocery store checkouts. The move is the result of legislation that Governor Gavin Newsom signed on Sunday. It takes effect January 1st, 2026, and honors the intent of a ban on single-use bags enacted 10 years ago that allowed stores to sell customers thicker plastic carryout bags that were considered reusable and met certain recyclability standards.
So I'm not trying to be difficult here, but I see a pattern where we hear that electric vehicles are better than gas-powered vehicles. There's just no argument about it. Shut up. Don't even make yourself look stupid. And then time goes by and people are like, well, but then you do have to, have all the things for the batteries and this and that. And my point is that it seems that every time we have an answer, there's at least something on the other side that says, well, with the single-use bags, X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work. The thin-use plastic bags ended up, there was more in the waste management area because of that. And now they're trying to say, nah, there's just not going to be any plastic bags, period.
Thank you, Dave.
Yep.
554 DGS. Skip Weber's here. A couple minutes early, going to do the Sweet 16 on the other side of the hour. Just a real quick break here. You guys know how much I love Bigfoot and all things related to crypto and Halloween and stuff. But I was thinking, I think one of the markers for when our society started going downhill is when the History Channel stopped covering history and just started doing all paranormal. Like, selfishly, I kind of love it. Like, I'll go home tonight, watch a little bit of that. But good luck finding, like, a Civil War documentary.
Exactly. Why did we fight World War II? Well, I don't know. But let's go see ghost hunting.
Mothman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes, that's a good point. There's a few of those. I mean, that happens a lot in TV. They hit on one particular episode that becomes really fit, and then just all of a sudden the whole channel or the whole series or the whole show of whatever is like that. Yeah, that happens.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.